I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us now to give us the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is editor at ETFtrends.com, a site that brings you not just Tom's picks, whether it's ETF of the week or just generically and generally what he likes or dislikes. But ETFtrends.com covers the ETF business from soup to nuts. It's, of course, ETFtrends.com. It's on Twitter, at ETFtrends. And Tom is on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is...
the Spider Gold Shares ETF, ticker symbol GLD.
Okay, so we had the drum roll, but then we had the loser sounder. So obviously this is an ETF of the week, and it's the rare pick that is on the downside. So the question we normally ask is this.
Why not put some of that money to work for you with the high yield only investing in gold and silver can bring?
Why not invest? Well, apparently you have reasons why not. So why not gold and the GLD now?
So, Chuck, this is really a trade. We believe in gold long term for sure. Obviously, it makes sense to have it as far as an asset allocation model. So you don't want to sell it out if you've always had a position. However, for the first time since February, gold has gone below its long-term trend line, its 200-day average. And when that happens and you look back on it historically, usually it doesn't mean good things. Now, understand it could dip below and go back above and the long-term trend could continue, but it gives us a chance to pause and look at where gold is right now and look and see some of the, let's say, economic or fundamental things that might be coming down the road. For example, even though the U.S. economy is slowly prodding along, it is having some growth, and there's a higher probability that we're going to see rising interest rates or another rate hike in December. If that happens, just reminding investors that the gold is priced in U.S. dollars, and if a hike in interest rates actually increases the value of the dollar compared to foreign currency, it makes it a little bit more expensive to buy gold. So if you're living in an emerging market country or even in another foreign developed country, you're paying a little bit more based on the increase in the dollar. So with that in mind, and for the fact that it's gone below its trend line, if you have been trading gold based on trends, or if you've got a piece of the movement that we've seen in the last 6 or 7 months, now might be time to take a little bit off the table.
So again, it's not a call against an asset allocation to gold, but it is a trade for gold. How long might you expect this trade to last? Because there are plenty of people that are talking about gold as something they might want in 2017 when we see rates start to go up potentially and we see inflation creep in, because gold is something you like to have as a hedge against inflation. So is this the kind of thing where, hey, we're just waiting and watch for it to eclipse the 200-day moving average again?
Well, we saw a huge decrease in gold in the end of 2012, 13, 14, and into 2015, where based on the run-up that we had earlier, a lot of people were disheartened because they'd done quite well. So here's a way that if you participated on the upside before but also participated on the downside, and you're worried about that type of thing happening again after having a pretty good run-up so far this year, you might turn yourself into more of a gold trader than a long-term investor, because gold, as we know, can be volatile. However, what you know is you have to pay attention to it regularly. Gold is one of those things there that, you know, we've seen huge advances, but we've also seen huge declines. From a fundamental standpoint, you can make an argument that if we continue to see hikes in interest rates, and not greater global demand for gold as maybe global economies continue to struggle, it might not do well for gold. Also, gold tends to be a seasonal buy. And usually in the fall, if you go back for the last 30 years, the fourth quarter tends to be not a great period of time for gold. So let's just say gold takes a little bit of a hiatus as you're rebalancing your portfolio going into 2017 and looking for those opportunistic buys. Maybe gold is one of those things that you think about then based on the fact that it's above its trend line.
Interesting question to ask here, because we're talking about the GLD. We are talking about the Spider Gold Shares, GLD. You're making a recommendation here about gold and where gold has gone. Does it actually apply to all gold funds for you? This is one of those rare cases where I might think that although we're mentioning one fund, you could certainly make the case for anything that's physical gold to be in the same boat, right?
Well, you could. And I think we're using GLD because it is by far the largest gold-related ETF specific to the physical metal. There are other ETFs that also represent the physical metal. There are also a lot of other ETFs that represent miners. Miners have been adversely affected as well, but you could also trade miner-related ETFs following a trend line too. So I think we're using GLD, not the fact that we don't like the ETF. It's a great ETF, and it surely serves its purpose. It does exactly what it's supposed to do. And on top of that, there is gold in vaults in London that back all the assets that are invested in gold.
Right.
It's just an identification of a new trend that may be developed, something to pay attention to.
And that trend says that, you know, hey,
I love gold.
Well, if you love gold, you may still want to hold it, but you might not want to hold it right now. The Spider Gold Shares, GLD, that is the ETF of the week because it's in the territory where you want to sell it. So says Tom Lydon from ETFtrends.com. Tom, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
If you want more information on Tom Lydon or on ETFs in general, go to ETFtrends.com. Follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. Follow Tom at Tom Lydon. What a great way to start the Thursday, October 13th edition of Money Life. Up next, the big interview. We'll get to it when Money Life returns right after this message.